During a 20-year boxing career, Muhammad Ali won 3 heavyweight titles and developed a powerful mystique inside and outside the ring. Commentator Frank DeFord says Ali's reputation as a great man and a great boxer face a new critic.
Not long ago, I got a call from Pat Kingsley, the premier Hollywood publicist, inviting me to come write an article on the making of the new Muhammad Ali movie starring Will Smith. Politely, I told Pat that I just had no interest in watching any actor impersonate somebody who is still alive, simulating dramatized events that we all saw for real. And that's true, too. But being courteous, I didn't tell Pat that I knew that a new, unsympathetic biography of Ali would be published soon, and it would risk making any authorized Ali biopic seem like a Stalinist propaganda film. That book by Mark Cram has just come out, and it has indeed forced a new evaluation of the Ali legend. Cram, who covered Ali's career for Sports Illustrated, basically argues that whereas Ali was a fabulous boxer, he was an inconsequential social figure of no intellect or courage, who was in fact a religious fake, an obsessive womanizer, a hypocrite, and a dupe of the black Muslims. Cram even avers that Ali really was truthful when he declared he had nothing against them Viet Cong. No, he was just scared of bucking the Muslim extremist. Seldom, Cram writes, has a public figure of such superficial depth been more wrongly perceived. Curiously, though, the most painful charges against Ali were all part of a loud public record. That was the mean and ugly ways that he taunted other black, only black opponents, which he did, and quite successfully, to establish himself as the true representative of African manhood while painting his rivals as unworthy, even Uncle Toms. Somehow, though, almost everyone laughed along, even as Ali almost brought poor Joe Frazier to tears, denigrating him as a gorilla. There is seldom much revisionist rendering of athletes. The record, after all, stands. But however adversely Cram's book affects our feelings toward Ali, it surely will serve the fair purpose of rehabilitating the memory of Frazier, who is the other spirit of Cram's title, Ghost of Manila. This Ali Frazier reexamination even brings to mind now the fashionable reordering of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. That began with the musical 1776 and still steams ahead. Well, Ali is Jefferson, handsome and charming and elusive. Frazier is the dowdy Adams, stolid, taken for granted. Cram does not just disassemble Ali's reputation, though. He also mocks the many worshippers, journalistic and otherwise, who raised Ali to sainthood. Each group would attach their own values to Ali, whom, Cram maintained, went on delighted at what he was somehow pulling off. In fact, Cram declares, Muhammad Ali managed only one single cultural contribution. He was the original trash talker. And Cram himself is already hearing plenty of that from Ali admirers. Others of his fans are simply waiting for the movie.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.